Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 35. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration, and today we're up to the letter J. And I'm quite sure you're thinking, well, what in the world kind of word can you think of with the letter J? So, drum roll. The letter J is going to be journey. Today I'm talking about embracing the journey that you're on. And I say embracing your journey because, honestly, a lot of people definitely go through being unsure of what's to come and, you know, where they're going, things of that nature. So what I will say is just do me a solid favor when you're going through this. Just embrace the journey. Go with the flow. See where it takes you. See, I started writing books and thought, well, that's all I'd be doing, right? And then everything else started coming along. Blogs, podcasts, audiobooks, screenplays, all of this stuff, right? And then the clothing line. So there are other things that I plan on doing on this journey, but for now, I'm embracing me writing. Writing is the most important thing to me. And creating content that's, you know, purposeful and worthwhile. Now, imagine if you limit yourself to just one or two things and you don't really get to see what your potential could be to explore all the other talents and gifts that you may have. Right? Because if you really think about it, a lot of people are visual. Some people are more of audio people. You know, so it all depends on, you know, what people like, right? Example, you know, I write books. Obviously, you guys know that by now. So, yeah, some people may want to read their books on their phone or their tablets or their iPads, whatever the case is. Some people like to hold a book, like a full physical book. So then there's paperbacks, but now we're in the audio realm and now people are looking for audiobooks. So for me, I have to do my best to cater to all of those audiences. Now I have to work on recording the audiobook aspect of it, and that's time consuming. I tell you that, especially when it's me, you know, sitting here and recording all of this stuff on my own and, you know, really trying to, you know, eloquently, you know, speak on what I'm trying to, push out and, you know, make sure that I'm speaking, you know, in a good way to where you can feel and understand the words that I am, you know, writing about, right? So when I talk about, you know, exploring your options, I think to myself, if I just limited myself to just writing books and didn't fully explore other platforms to, you know, get myself, you know, to a place where people know who I am, I wouldn't have this podcast. You know, I wouldn't, you know, be writing blogs on a weekly basis, things of that nature. So I'm still going through the process of embracing this journey that I'm on. And, you know, I do have moments where I do live in, you know, this uncertainty feel of what's to come. So I continue to see where life's going to take me. Sometimes I, you know, cue in on certain things that are going on around me. So what I want you all to understand and know is that you guys are blessed and talented in so many ways. And once you realize that, sky's the limit in regards to your career and your goals, and you know, all of that will take off and your passion will be there on an everyday basis. Now, people will always try to have a say in your journey. I'm going to tell you that right now. So honestly, just don't let them. It's good to, you know, speak to people about, okay, this is what I'm working on, these are my goals or whatever the case is. But, you know, pick maybe two or three people that you value their opinion and, you know, what you're trying to do. And you can seek advice and things like that, but I will always tell people, do things your way, do things the way you see fit, and it will go a long way. It really, really will. I will truthfully say that. Because you have to be the one that lives with the decisions that you make at the end of the day. So when I tell you to like really embrace your journey, let life guide you along the way, because that's when things become easier. You're less stressed. You're not worrying. You're not questioning things. You're not doubting yourself. I don't want you guys to doubt yourself. I mean, you may have a moment or two, but I don't want you to be fully immersed in worry and fully immersed in, am I good enough? You are good enough. So you can do whatever you put your mind to. Just take the time to learn and read and grasp and, you know, and carve your own path. Like for me, like my books aren't in a traditional format. So I carved my own path. I write in a prose format. It's different than the traditional book. And it helps me to stand out from the rest of the pack. That's how I embraced my journey. This podcast, I really don't know of many authors that are recording, you know, these types of podcasts. And I'm short and simple and to the point. I'm not going to sit here and talk your ear off for an hour about a certain topic. It's just not my thing. The average podcast is between 45 minutes to an hour for the most part. Me, I'm pretty quick and simple. I'm a 10 to 15 minute guy. You get, you know, some bullet points of what I'm thinking about, and I pretty much go from there. I'm not someone that wants to continually talk. I don't even like listening to myself. So, you know, for me, after I record these podcasts, I just let it go. That's it. If I stumble, you know, miss a couple of things, it's okay. It's life. I'm human. So, I don't want you guys to overthink. I don't want you to overanalyze. That is basically what I will say in a nutshell. The reason why I say this is because I am an overthinker and I am an overanalyzer in regards to certain situations, in regards to friendships, relationships, goals, things I'm working on, whatever the case is. I do have my self-doubts. I'm a human being. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm this perfect guy. I'm an imperfectly perfect, if that makes any sense. When you overthink and overanalyze, all it does is hinder you from achieving all the things that you want. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're really going after really what you want to do, which is owning your own business, whatever it is, right? You're going to make bad investments, okay? You're going to make some irrational decisions, and you're going to do things that you don't really need to do, and it's not going to be something that will benefit your brand and what you're trying to do. It's all part of the learning curve, my friends. Trust me. And all I will say is when you make those mistakes, make sure that those valuable lessons get passed down to others. And you make sure that they don't make those same ill-fated mistakes that you made. So what I want to tell you is stay motivated, stay inspired, and continue to work on whatever makes you happy. The journey is supposed to be long. I have a longevity and legacy mindset. I'm not really about quick results too much. So that's just, you know, really important to me. I just want to make sure that you guys are doing what you need to do in regards to getting to where you need to be. None of this is going to be easy. I will continually say that all of the time. None of this is easy. The journey is going to take time. So be patient with yourself and know that at the end of the day, you'll find your happiness. And that's pretty much, you know, what I really feel. And, you know, I stick to it. That's the biggest thing for me. I'm not motivated every day. My journey is not easy every day. So there are days where I really don't do the work that I want to do because I got to do something else or something else comes up. Life happens. But just make sure that your journey is worth it. It's something that you want to do, not something that someone else wants you to do. And that you get to where you want to get to. you're financially stable, you have the financial freedom that you want in your life, and you live life on your own terms. I mean, and that's the biggest goal for me. I mean, I'm not like fixated on just making money. I'm more fixated on impacting people. And that's through my writing, it's through my podcast. And, you know, when my time is done here, you know, for, you know, and I, you know, I've lived out my life, I want to be able to sit back and say, I impacted a lot of people. However many people that is. Could be a couple of hundred, a couple of thousand, millions of people. That's the nature of how I want it to be. So, with that said, that's my podcast for today. Stay tuned for Book Insight Friday on Friday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.